So those people that are around this soul that have been raped and murdered are devastated and distraught. Now, the law of karma can be perpetuated by those souls seeking revenge, vengeance, or they can break the cycle of karma by forgiving the perpetrator of the crime from their hearts. Does not mean that they condone the act. Does not mean that they have to like the person. They have only to forgive from their heart and to acknowledge that no matter how much they grieve or hate, it is not going to undo the karma. What will undo the karma is love. Now, you have upon your planet some rare individuals who already are learning this most valuable lesson. There are not many of them. However, you can count them, because at the moment they are so extraordinary that ordinary humankind are fascinated by their story and also find it a mystery as to how this humankind could possibly find forgiveness in their hearts for someone who has taken a loved one from them. However, the mystery is for you to discover, and when you discover it, you will find glory. Because therein lies true glory. Therein lies the cup that you know as the grail that so many seek. It is the cup of love that flows over sufficiently to forgive any transgression and break the cycle of karma. Not an easy task. This is the task that the all souls are coming to learn. That means you too. You are all coming to learn this task. And depending upon how well you learn it in this life, then you will have more or less lives to come and practice it.
Well, you gotta say, pick the one that does the murdering and the raping. It's something you volunteer for.
Usually it is a soul that is already in the dark.
Okay.
He's already got one foot in the dark and is very low down in their awareness of reaching this state of glory.
I was just reading an article about what you're just talking about. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. And I was wondering how the parents would feel, and I was wondering how I would feel. I'd be absolutely devastated. And then I suppose I'd hope that I'd come to an acceptance of what had happened. But still, the act still sickened me. Within myself, I was really sickened for the child that it had it done to. And I could feel the pain and the agony from that child. I just wish to share that, sorry. It was an article in Truth about this little boy, and he was sodomised and, you know, by the paedophiles, and he got killed, and he had a tear running down his face as they were suffocating him. And I still feel all these funny feelings.
It is not death that is painful. It is
the manner
in which you die that is painful. And also through the soul, learning the realization of the happenings, so that although the conscious mind rails against what is happening and believes, I am innocent, how can people do this to I? The soul knows. And when it returns to spirit, the soul then is given opportunity to either return and deliver those that have transgressed themselves from the cycle of karma, or to perpetuate it. It depends upon their awareness of where they are. And even in spirit, remember there are souls that are different stages of awareness, and if you are on the stage of awareness that is here, then you do not have the same awareness as someone who is up on this level here. You understand? Your concepts are very vast.
I could understand that. Oh, sorry. I could understand that the soul was going back to whatever they had decided. So that did make me feel a lot better. Sorry.
It is natural for you to feel compassion for the soul that is going. And that is part of the healing process. What you can do for that soul is to say your prayers to oneness and ask for the enlightenment to come to that soul so that they do not become lost in the perpetual cycle of karma. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Well, I was going to ask that the soul that has passed on, like this child, then do they decide the forgiveness or perpetuation of this karma?
Depending.
So they can decide to forgive the acts that have been done.
That is so. That is so. However, those that are left behind also have to learn to forgive so that they do not perpetuate the karma. Imagine the souls that are left behind, the anguish and the pain, and the seeking and the need to seek vengeance upon those that have harmed their precious one. The soul and spirit may forgive. The souls left behind may not. So although the one in spirit will not perpetuate the karma, those that are left behind may do so. The one that has passed into spirit came to be part of a karmic lesson for those people to learn how to break the law of karma. Painful lesson. Sometimes it requires a very hard kick in the soft place to get the soul to open its being and its awareness enough to say, oh my goodness, oneness, I've come so far away from you, help me to come back.
What is the karmic reasoning with someone who perhaps dies in a road accident? It's not actually a murder as such, but something, it's a shocking release, a person in their prime of life.
To you, they are in the prime of their life. To them, they have chosen to pass from this life at that time, in this way. You choose many different ways to lose your life, to leave it. There are many and varied ways, as many as you can imagine. There are different ways to leave your life. The simplest one is to go to sleep. And say, when you get out of your body, oh no, I'm not going back there, I've had enough, thank you very much. Let them find me, I'm not going back.
So with this person who has chosen to finish their earthly life in a road accident, say, there's also a lesson for the people left behind that they're grieving too, to understand that, is that so?
Everybody, everything that happens comes to teach you something, comes to teach everybody that is touched by it something. You are not islands upon your own self. You are all touching each other. I have given you this description before time. I'm going to give it to you once more. You can imagine, if you would, that you have a master cook. The master cook puts into the dish all the ingredients to make a beautiful, sweet-tasting confection for you to eat. Now imagine, you are part of those ingredients that are being put in to make this beautiful thing. And as you are all put together, for a little while, you're all sloshing about, all mixing up, bumping together and getting all sticky. And then you are all put together into a big container and you're put into a special place that is made hot. And then something very special happens. All of you, all the different parts of you that are all different, all begin to change. Where you've all bumped together, you've all taken a little bit of each other onto yourselves. And as this heat comes in, so you start to change. You start to change in the different cells. And all the little molecules start to expand and grow and get big and fat and stick together. Before you know where you are all one beautiful confection. All nice and piping hot and ready to go. So, in your life, you are like these little molecules that you are all bumping together. When you are on the earth plane, you are in the mixing bowl. You understand? Bumping together, taking a little bit out of this person and that person. Did you know that every time you bump into somebody, you walk past somebody, you touch them, you touch their clothes, you are absorbing part of their energies into yourself. Not stealing it, not leeching it, because as you pass, you take a little and you give a little. Understand? Mm-hmm. This is natural. It happens. So that when you go from this place where you have spent time and energy together, this is a meaning of time and energy, when you have spent this together, spending, as in I give to you and you give to me. I spend some energy with you and you spend some energy with me. You understand? So you're all spending energy with each other. So you go from this place and you are taking with you little feelings and pieces of energy of everybody that you have been with. And all those little bits that you take with you throughout your life, through, imagine just one of your earth days, how many peoples do you bump into? How many ingredients in this beautiful confection are you bumping into? that are coming into you. Now, some parts you might not particularly like as they bump into you. It may be that one of the ingredients is a little bit sour today. Not quite in true flavor. What do you do?
Sweeten that up.
You hold that little part of them within your being and you say, oh my goodness, you are feeling a little bit sour today. I will ask oneness for a little bit of love to make you feel better. So you, in turn, you give a little bit of love and energy to that person. And as the person feels the benefit, you will feel in yourself the change is taking place. Oh, there's a whole lot of other things that we could lead on to.
No,
and you do not have the time. No, you do not have the time.
Do you know how Egyptians
made
their
pyramids? Yes, I do.
Didn't hear the question.
I'm going
sorry.
To keep it a secret.
Next time, Josh.
I'm going to let you puzzle about it a little bit more. It is not for this night to answer this question, so I will answer it for you another night. Save it for the first thing to ask the next time you meet I. Did you do that? Very good. So, may I go now? I have mountain to shake.
Yes, you can go
now. Oh, that's not enough.
So, you might like for a moment to just close your eye and relax your body in your seat as much as you are able to. And focus for a moment upon yourself, sitting in your seat. Feel your body. Feel every part of it. What bits are tired, what bits are a little sore. Take inside of you the breath of life. Take it inside of you. Hold it for a few moments and release it slowly and gently. And as you let it out, let all the tensions leave you. And relax your body into your seat. Now I want you to spread your awareness out to the other peoples in the room, the physical peoples. Feel the persons on either side of you. Feel the energies of that person's. You to spread your awareness out into the center of your meeting. And in the center of your meeting is gathered a beautiful white light. So bright. It is almost too bright to look upon with your eye, even though it is closed. Allow that bright light to swell and expand until all of you are within its light, within its boundary. And now be aware happens, you may feel yourself becoming very light, and you may feel as though you are drifting. And from this place of drifting, I want you to look back down now into the center, and see in the center your home, your planet, as though you are looking at it from the window of a spacecraft. All blues and greens and whites hanging in the beautiful space. And now, all of you and all the people in spirit as one, send your energies out and down now to the planet of the earth on which you live, with healing and love.